चीज को ये लड़ करके बिल्कुल करते हैं, इसके लिए निर्माण कर सकते हैं टेंस। नमो दस भगवदो अरहतो सम्मा सम्बुद्धस्स। नमो दस भगवदो अरहतो सम्बुद्धस्स। नमो दस भगवदो अरहतो सम्मा सम्बुद्धस्स। Our goal is to realize Nibbana Om or to attain Nibbana Om. If you want to attain Nibbana, what you should try? First, you must try to understand or to realize the Four Noble Truths. What are the Four Noble Truths? The Noble Truth of Suffering, Dukkha, Sitya. The noble truth of the origin of suffering, Smurya, Sitya. The noble truth of the cessation of suffering, Nirodha, Sitya. The noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering, Magga, Sitya. These Four Noble Truths are very important for a Buddhist. If you realize these Four Noble Truths, then one day when you are inside Vigha Mitya, you may realize Nibbana by but in Prussian knowledge. If you realize Nibbana stage by stage, with four types of path, four types of Prussian knowledge, then you can become Arahat. You may destroy all defilements, including attachment to the any new existence. To become Arahat, what you should try, you must practice Noble Eightfold Path. You may already understand the Noble Eightfold Path. Number one, right view, samadhi. Number two, right thinking, sammasankappa. Number three, right speech, sammavaccha. Number four, right action, sammakammada. Number five, right livelihood, sama ajiva. Number six, right effort, sama vayama. Number seven, right mindfulness, sama sati. Number eight, right concentration, sama samadhi. Among these Noble Eightfold Path, Sammavaccha, right speech, Sammakammada, right action, Sammajiva, right livelihood. These three together are called the training of virtue or morality, Sila Sikha. Right mindfulness, right effort, sama vayama, right mindfulness, sama sati, and right concentration, sama samadhi. These three are together called the training of concentration, samadhi, sikha. Right view, samadhi, and right thinking, samasankappa. These two are together called the training of wisdom in your sector. Based on the purification of your bhajju, you must train concentration practice. What is Samma Samadhi? According to the Mahasri Prana Sutta, four types of jhanas are called Samma Samadhi, right? Concentration. A concentrated mind can produce strong, powerful light, the light of wisdom. With the assistance of the light of wisdom, if you practice the training of wisdom, that is samadhi, right view, and samasangapa, right thinking, it is possible. What is samadhi? The right understanding of noble truth of suffering, dukkha, sitya. The right understanding of the noble truth of the origin of suffering, samudaya, sitya. The right understanding of the noble truth of the cessation of suffering, nirodha, sitya. And the right understanding of the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering, magga, sitya. These four types of understanding, right understanding, are called samadhi, right view. So, to understand the four noble truths is right view, samadhi. Among the four noble truths, the noble truth of suffering and the noble truth of the origin of suffering, these two noble truths are the object of vipassana insight. You must contemplate them as nature, dukkha, and anatta. These two noble truths are called sankhara formations. These formations, as long as they arise, they pass away very, very quickly, so they are nature impermanent. They are always oppressed by rising and passing away, so they are dukkha, suffering. There is no permanent entity or permanent substance in them, so they are anatta, non-self. If you contemplate these formations as nature, dukkha, and anatta, such type of contemplation is called vipassana insight. So if you want to practice vipassana according to Buddha's instruction, then you should try to understand the noble truth of suffering and the noble truth of the origin of suffering. What is the noble truth of suffering? Sankhitena vichupadane khanda dukkha. In brief, five aggregates of clinging are called dukkha sitya, the noble truth of suffering. What are five aggregates of clinging? The clinging aggregate of materiality, the clinging aggregate of feeling, the clinging aggregate of perception, the clinging aggregate of formations, and the clinging aggregate of consciousness. These five clinging aggregates are called the noble truth of suffering. According to Buddha's teaching, the clinging aggregate of materiality is matter, and the clinging aggregates of feeling, perception, formations, and consciousness are called nama, mentality. So, there are altogether mind and matter only. If you want to practice vipassana systematically, first you should try to understand when you are direct knowledge is mind and matter or ultimate materiality in mentality. According to Buddha's teaching, our body is composed with small tiny particles called kalapas. These kalapas are not ultimate materiality. They are a group of ultimate materiality. If you analyze each kalapa, you can understand ultimate materiality. At least there are eight types of materiality, such as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, and nutritive essence. In some kalapas, there may be nine types of materiality. In some kalapas, there may be 10 types of materiality, etc. At that time, only you will understand ultimate materiality. To understand such ultimate materiality, first you should try to practice samatha concentration. Based on purification of your body, you must practice samatha concentration. You should try to attain first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana. To attain these jhanas, there are 40 samatha meditation subjects. Among 40, about 30 meditation subjects can attain jhana if you practice them systematically. Among these 40 meditation subjects, usually we teach Anapanasati, mindfulness, breathing, or four elements meditation. If you practice Anapana, mindfulness of breathing, systematically, you may attain up to fourth jhana stage. Based on this fourth jhana, if you practice Tengasinas, eight attainments, four sublime abidings, etc., it is also very easy. So, when you are practicing Anapana, your meditation object is only just breath. The breath is touching on your nostril or upper lip. You should focus the breath which is touching on your upper lip or on your nostril. You should not emphasize touching sensation. You should emphasize the breath on the touching point only. Your meditation object is only breath, not sensation. But when you are focusing on your breath object, when your concentration becomes deeper and deeper, then you may do not feel touching sensation. You may feel only just breath. No problem. At that time, please focus on the breath object only. Again, when your concentration becomes deeper and deeper, then you will not see your body or your face. Your mind will stay with your breath only. Breath and mind, if the breath and mind stay together, it is very good. No problem. Please continue to concentrate on that breath object only. Then very soon nimitta may appear. When the breath becomes nimitta, then you should concentrate on that nimitta. What is the nimitta? Nimitta is the sign of concentration or the cause of concentration. What is the sign of concentration? When your concentration becomes deeper and deeper on your breath object, then breath will become colorful one. Usually for many meditators, the breath becomes smoking color. The breath which is coming up from your nose becomes smoking kala. That smoking kala and breath must unify together. Vigam must be same. The breath becomes smoking kala, smoking kala becomes breath. Breath and smoking kala must be same. At the dying, your mind automatically will stick to the nimitta. If you concentrate on your nimitta, when your concentration becomes deeper and deeper, then the smoking color will change into white foam, white color. Like cotton wool. That cotton wool color nimitta is called Ogaha Nimitta Learning Sign. Smoking color nimitta is called Parikama Nimitta Preliminary Sign. If you can concentrate on the Oga Nimitta Learning Sign, white color nimitta, when your concentration again becomes deeper and deeper, then that white color nimitta will change into transparent body, like morning star. That transparent body nimitta is called Patipaka Nimitta Counterpart Sign. You must concentrate on that Patipaka Nimitta Counterpart Sign. If you can concentrate thoroughly on that Counterpart Sign, then slowly when your concentration becomes deeper and deeper, then full absorption will appear. That full absorption is called jhana concentration. You can attain up to fourth jhana if you practice systematically in this way. So this nimitta is called the sign of concentration. Concentrated mind can produce this nimitta. So this is called the sign of concentration. But it is also the cause of concentration. If you can concentrate on the natural breath, your concentration cannot become deeper and deeper. But when your concentration becomes deep and stable, then the breath will become nimitta. If you can concentrate on the nimitta systematically, then your concentration will develop. So this is also called the cause of concentration. Today I will stop here, but you can discuss your difficulties in this case. Any question? No question? Okay.
Is nimitta produced by your own mind?
Yes. Concentrated mind can produce nimitta. Because asasa, pasasa, the breath, in breath and out breath are produced by mind. When the mind becomes concentrated mind, that concentrated mind can produce this nimitta. Because the mind can produce breath as well as the concentrated mind can produce nimitta. Nimitta and breath same. According to Buddha's teachings, the breath is produced by your mind. Every consciousness which rests dependent on your heart face can produce, mind produce kalabas. If you can disassemble animals systematically in your breath, breath is nothing but a group of small particles called kalabas. These kalabas, if you analyze, they are eight types of materiality, among eight types, there is kala. One kalapa skala and another kalapa skala together becomes nimitta.
So nimitta is a kind of material. Is that right?
Yes, this is material. But before you are break down the completeness, other than we call this is concept in it. A group of small particles as a solid, as a completeness, you can see as nimitta. Trying to see, do you see color? In my head, do you see color?
Yes.
What is color? This is color, is four elements color for me. Please touch your head. You can feel hardness, roughness, heaviness, or softness, smoothness, lightness, flowing, cohesion, and heat and cold, and subordinate and pushing. These are four elements. Hardness, roughness, heaviness, softness, smoothness, lightness, these six are called up elements. Flow and cohesion are called water elements. Heat and cold are called fire elements. Subordinate and pushing are called wind elements. They are four elements. If you practice these four elements meditation systematically, when your concentration develops, you can see small particles called kalapas. There is no hands, or there is no body, only just a group of kalapas. If you analyze these kalapas, at least there are eight types of materiality, such as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, and nutritive essence. So, among these kalapas, four elements are very important. Preliminary materiality. There is color. What is the color? The color of four elements. There is smell. What is smell? The smell of four elements only. There is taste. What is the taste? The taste of four elements only. There is nutritive essence. What is nutritive essence? Four elements nutritive essence only. So four elements are preliminary elements which compose our body. Breath is one part of our body only. So if you get these four elements systematically in your breath, you can see breath is nothing but a group of small particles called kalapas. Among these kalapas, in each kalapa there are eight types of materiality, or nine types of materiality, including breathing sound. Among these nine types, four elements are primary elements. They are very important.
We are speaking of fire, earth, air, and water, and relating the signs. When you mentioned the breath changes to smoke, I thought that you were relating to the signs of smoke in the relationship to air, or to water, earth changing to water.
No, changing. They never change.
Or shifting into water.
No, never change. My meaning is the same.
Yes.
Now you are practicing anapana. Other than you have no enough concentration. Other than you cannot see, then you are practicing smoking color. But there is red color, but you cannot see because you have no concentrated mind. When your concentration develops, other than you may see, you are practicing smoking color. But not changing, but really there is color. But you cannot see by your natural mind. But when your mind is concentrated mind, other than you can see this color. Again, when your concentration becomes deeper and deeper, then you can see the color is white color. Again, when your concentration becomes deeper and deeper, that color becomes transparent color, like morning star. But your breath has such color. Your concentrated mind can produce such color on.
Thank you, Sada.
Stages that lead up to the preliminary sign in concentration? Are there stages of concentration before you reach the preliminary sign? Yes.
There will be different colors. Different colors. When they begin different, only one meditation object. Because of the difference of perception. Senyan Jak Medan Senyan Nidan La Senyan Papam. This is mentioned in Wisodhi Mekka, the path of purification. Your concentrated mind always associated with perception, Senyan. When concentration becomes deeper and deeper, other than if your perception, which is associated with your concentration, change, then color may be changing. Especially when you attain excess concentration stage, you may that becomes very bright. You may that becomes transparent and bright. Other day, if you can maintain this concentration more than 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hours, etc. for many days, then limiter also becomes stable, your concentration also becomes stable and deep. At that time, if your perception changes, limiter will be changing. For example, if you want to be red, your limiter, then quickly limiter will become red, like ruby color. If you want to be yellow color, then it will become yellow. Then if you want to be can round nimitta, then nimitta will become round. If you want to see your nimitta long, then it will become long. So it will be always changing depending on your perception. If nimitta is always changing like that, then you cannot go jhana, you cannot attain jhana, because you cannot concentrate thoroughly on your nimitta. So, for beginners, when nimitta appears at the day, you should not emphasize color. You should not emphasize four elements in that nimitta. If you pay attention to four enemies in that limited, then this is not your anapana meditation. It will become four enemies meditation only. The meditation object changing. If you emphasize kala, then there are kala gasinas. But among the types of kala gasinas, this anapana nimitta is not the object of kala gasina meditation. So this is a little bit difficult to explain. Because of this reason, you should not emphasize kala, you should not emphasize pun. You should not emphasize four elements in that nimitta. How you should practice, just nimitta only you should focus. Whether this is red or white or any color, no problem. In the same way, before you are seeing the Ogaha Nimitta, learning sign, and Trimpaka Nimitta, counterpart sign, in the preliminary sign stage, Prikama Nimitta stage, at the time also, if your perception is changing, then Nimitta will be changing. This is usually for some meditators who are practicing for a long time only.
I'm wondering if before the first sign when it appears like smoke, before that, are there stages in concentration as you develop towards that first preliminary sign?
Yes, there are four stages. Number one is long breath. Number two is short breath. Number three is the whole body of breath. Number four is the subtle breath or cessation of breath. So there are four stages. When you are practicing anapana, but you should try to understand your breath. When it is long, you should try to understand your long breath. When it is short, you should try to understand your short breath. But additionally, you should not try to make the breath long or short. Please allow your breath in the natural way. At that time, if you can concentrate thoroughly on your long breath or short breath, when your concentration becomes stable, at that time you should try to observe the whole body of breath. When it is long, you should try to understand the whole body of breath. When it is short, you should try to understand the whole body of breath. What is the whole body of breath? The breath only you are touching point. From the beginning to the end, you should try to understand the breath. This is from the beginning to the end, it is called the whole body of breath only. But it is not necessary to follow inside and outside. Just watch one touching point only. On that touching point, from the beginning to the end, you should try to understand your breath only. When you are practicing in this way, when your concentration becomes deeper and deeper, the breath will become very, very subtle, very gentle, very fine. At that time, you should not try to make your breath clear. In this way, you should not do. Please try to focus on that subtle breath. Subtle breath is very good. This is the sign of deeper concentration. When your concentration becomes deeper and deeper, the breath will become subtler and subtler. On that subtle breath, if you can concentrate, it is very good. Why? Very soon nimitta will appear. When nimitta appears, you must focus on your nimitta. When the breath becomes nimitta, you must focus on your nimitta. When you are focusing on your nimitta, other than breath becomes cross. Then sometimes you may pay attention to your breath object. Sometimes you may pay attention to your nimitta. So object will be two. If there are two objects, concentration cannot develop. So because of this reason, subtle breath is very good. When the breath becomes subtle at the day, if you give, when the breath becomes nimitta at the day, if you can focus on the nimitta at the day, you may be able to forget your breath object. Any question? Okay.
In Visuddhimagga, under the heading of Anapanasati, it is said that in a stage that it will come that you can concentrate to your breath and the nimitta as well as the breath in and breath out. How can you compare the stage that you told him, the nimitta as well as subtle breath? I remember only the Nibbanam Hari Labhati, the word. So at that stage, how can you compare to this one? Because I'm asking that when the nimitta comes, you said initially, if you are trying to concentrate on nimitta, that it will disappear. So with this stage that you try to concentrate on the nimitta instead of breath in and out.
When nimitta appear at the day, you must concentrate on your nimitta only. At the day state, there is breath. The breath completely stops when you attain fourth jhana states only. As long as you do not yet attain fourth jhana, there is still breath, but that breath becomes very, very subtle, very gentle, very fine. Because of this subtleness, you may be able to maintain your concentration on your nimitta only. Nimitta is your jhana meditation object. Natural breath is not your jhana meditation object. But asasa pasasa desaya upana nimitta pitta asasa pasasa saminya bhiva. What is the meaning? Depending on natural in-breath and out-breath, nimitta abhiya. Therefore, nimitta also can be called asasa pasasa, in-breath and out-breath. So asasa pasasa, in-breath and out-breath in nimitta are same. Nimitta is asasa pasasa is nimitta. So they are same. Because of this reason, we can say when you are focusing on your nimitta, you are practicing anapana only. Mindfulness of breathing. Maybe when the breath and nimitta unify together, and then usually mind automatically stick to the nimitta. Other than if you emphasize only nimitta, it is better. For beginners, as long as nimitta appears, usually nimitta is not stable. Other than if you focus on the nimitta, very soon it will disappear. Then again, you must focus on your natural breath. When concentration becomes deeper and deeper, and then the nimitta will appear. And then if you quickly switch on your attention to your nimitta, then nimitta will disappear. So because of this reason, usually we teach not to focus on the nimitta very, very quickly. You should focus on your natural breath only. When the breath becomes nimitta, nimitta and breath unify together, at that time mind automatically stick to the nimitta. At that time if you focus on the nimitta, then nimitta may become stable. But usually from beginners, they may maintain this nimitta for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, etc. only. When nimitta disappears, they must go back to your their breath again. If they can concentrate on their breath again, then the breath will become nimitta again. So it depends on concentration. When their concentration becomes deeper and stable, then nimitta also will become stable. And then they should focus on the nimitta only.
something?
For a beginner, when we start anapana, first we try to establish that we can feel the object, which is anapana, the point of contact. And then we try to observe long breath as long breath and short breath as short breath by following the breathing through that point. Not following the breathing, but at that point. Is the next stage the whole breath, meaning your concentration is now able to follow the breath from beginning to end without interruption? That is what the whole breath is about?
Yes, yes.
And once we establish we can follow the whole breath from beginning to end without interruption, then we get to the subtle breath. When the breathing becomes so subtle, we may not even be aware of it.
Usually, when the practicing, do understand long breath and short breath. And then that also, the breath becomes subtle for some meditators. When they are practicing to understand the whole body of breath, and then that also the breath becomes subtle, when concentration becomes deeper and deeper. Because these three stages are combined together. When they are focusing on the long breath, at that time they may be able to concentrate the whole body of breath without interruption. When they are focusing short breath, at that time also they may concentrate on the whole body of breath without interruption. So at that time three stages are combined together. Because of this reason, when the breath is in long breath or short breath or the whole body of breath, the breath can be subject.
And for beginners, sometimes this process would have to be repeated to go back. Like, one day you get a little bit of subtle breath and then you kind of lose it and then you have to go back to watch the long breath and short breath and whole breath to reestablish. That's the practice.
Yes.
And what about another way to look at it, and that is if the mind is watching the point of contact of the breathing, if we can make sure that we are constantly re-establishing mindfulness of that point, would that be the same as observing the whole breath?
And then you should not emphasize point too much. You should emphasize the breath on the point. It is better. And then slowly you may forget the touching point. You may be able to maintain your concentration on the breath only. But for some meditators, they may follow inside the nose or outside the upper leg. Because of this reason, we fix the touching point.
Yes, yes. Always focusing on the touching point.
Yes.
Yes. To a beginner, even if we try sometimes very hard to maintain the focus, the mind drifted away, what is the best way to pull it back in?
Maybe counting is best way.
Okay.
And then, but for many meditators, at the beginning stage, mind is wondering, this is natural. So they must pull back, and this way they must try hard. And then continuous practice is necessary. When walking, when sitting, when standing, when lying down, in every body posture, if they focus their own breath, then slowly their mind will stay with their breath.
But would it be useful to use force, like I will not let this concentration go away and try to use willpower to try to hang on to that point?
For so many leaders, we teach to do dhyana, we call strong determination. We mind concentration on the breath outside last long for about 5 minutes. In this way, I want to try 5 minutes. Before you are paying attention to your breath outside, you should decide. I want to try.
Okay.
This is good.
Okay. Thank you.
understand the difference between the contact of the sensation of breath and the breath itself. Because you during the personal interview, you told me to pay attention to the breath itself rather than the sensation of the breath. But isn't that true? Because breath is just a kind of wind. So it seems to me it is because of the sensation of the breath that I can sense the existence of the breath itself. So if without paying attention to the sensation of the breath, I don't know how to feel breath itself.
In this group, but you should not emphasize sensation. For example, when you are breath touch on your upper lip, so that you may feel upper lip becomes hard, hardness. So that you may feel your warmness. So that you may feel coldness, hardness, roughness, heaviness, or softness, smoothness, lightness, or heat and coldness, or maybe there's pushing or supporting. When your breath touch on your upper lip or nostril, if you emphasize that sensation, then you may feel hardness, roughness, heaviness, or softness, smoothness, lightness, or heat in coldness, or supporting in pushing. If you emphasize this sensation, you will feel these three elements. These three elements are not anapana meditation objects. These three elements are the object of four elements meditation only. You should not confuse anapana meditation and four elements meditation. If you practice four elements meditation, then four elements are your meditation object. If you practice four elements meditation, you should discern four elements, not only one point. Throughout the body, you must discern. This is four elements meditation. Now you are practicing anapana. When you are practicing anapana, the breath on the touching point is your meditation object. So, sensation is not your meditation object. If you emphasize sensation, you may feel hardness, roughness, heaviness, or softness, smoothness, lightness, or heat and coldness, or supporting and pushing only. But these are not your anapana meditation object. Your anapana meditation object is only breath, which is coming out from your nose. But when the breath is coming out, without touching sensation, you cannot feel breath, it is true. But you should not emphasize touching sensation, you should emphasize breath which touch on your upper lip or nostril. There is one lock. You are cutting with saw. Saw is going that side, that side. If you follow this side and that side, then your concentration cannot develop. But that saw is touching on your, on the lock. From that touching point, if you emphasize on the saw, then concentration can develop. The breath is like saw. Touching point is like lock. You must emphasize not touching sensation. You should emphasize on the saw. Do you understand? So saw is your meditation object. Touching is not your meditation object. But from the touching place, you must emphasize on the saw. Okay?
Is the point of contact part of anapana meditation?
Yes.
So if I am aware of the point of contact, it doesn't belong to the four elements.
Yes, if you emphasize the point of contact, then
if
you emphasize only sensation, then slowly you will feel four elements only.
I don't get the last sentence.
If you emphasize touching point, then if you emphasize touching sensation, then slowly you will feel only four elements only, no breath.
Okay.
Taita, can you explain a little bit what that experience is of perceiving the breath rather than the sensations of the elements on the touching point? Like, what is the experience of focusing on the breath rather than those sensations?
Some meditators, when they focus on the sensation, slowly their face or maybe around this area begin hurt. Then if they emphasize that sensation, and if they continue to emphasize that sensation, then the whole face will become hurt. So this habit will be dangerous for them. If they practice for many months, for many years, then slowly many tensions will appear. As soon as they close their eyes, then suddenly these tensions, hardness, and many tensions will appear. Many tensions means there are hardness, roughness, heaviness, and cohesion. Cohesion in this hardness, roughness, heaviness together become tension. When the wind element support, the tension will become stronger and stronger. And again pushing, this is the function of wind element. The function of wind element also support. Then it will become very heavy and very many tensions. Because of this reason, they cannot concentrate on their breath object. When they may focus on the breath object, as soon as they focus on the breath object, then very soon the whole breath will become very tension, very hard. Because of this reason, they cannot be here. They cannot meditate well. So this is very dangerous for them. But if they want to practice four elements meditation, then they should emphasize throughout the body four elements, stage by stage. Only one point is not enough. Let us stop. The period is now finished. Any question?
Yeah. When you are saying that initial stage, that Sapakaya Patisangvedi stage, when you are taking the breathing in and breathing out, you consider as two bodies, as one body. Like you said, beginning, middle and end of the breath. So when it is going in and when it is coming out, do you consider it as two stages by the mind, or just you still concentrate onto the point of touch?
On the point of touch only, but other than two objects, it is true. But when nimitta appear, become one object. In-breath also nimitta, out-breath also nimitta, nimitta also nimitta. These three are becoming one. But before you are seeing nimitta, then they are completely different. The in-breath is the object of one mind. Out-breath is the object of another mind. So they are completely different. But nimitta is other than for beginners, the nose shape or upper lip. This is called nimitta. But when the breath began nimitta, other than in-breath also nimitta, out-breath also nimitta, nimitta also nimitta. So they are three are same. One object. Okay. The sharing merit. Today's video is now finished. Idam me bhunya. Aswakhya. Vahavadu. Idam me bhunya. Nibbanasa. Pachyo. Hodu. Idam me bhunya. Sabha sadhana. Pajima. Kesave. Mesama. Punya bhaga labandu sadhu.